Now, troops to the border. Webpage seized. I'm Barton Eckert. Texas and Arizona are sending National Guard members to the Mexican border. Texas Brigadier General Tracy Norris says that President Trump this week mentioned that up to 4,000 troops could be sent to the border to curb illegal immigration.
This deployment has begun with the movement of equipment and troops today. Within 72 hours, the Texas Military Department will have 250 personnel, along with ground surveillance vehicles, as well as light and medium aviation platforms.
The Justice Department is shutting down online marketplace Backpage and charging one of its founders as part of a federal human trafficking investigation. It comes following a raid Friday on the Arizona homes of two founders of the online marketplace by the FBI. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt so far has the backing of the White House, but calls are growing from some for him to be fired by the president. Correspondent Sarah Ganim says a new report says Pruitt was a nightmare tenant from one of his lobbyist friends.
Politico reported that the lobbyist landlord of the apartment where Pruitt stayed for $50 a night, this is the arrangement that really heated up all of the talk about his questionable ethics this week, that landlord is now saying that Pruitt long overstayed his welcome there, and they were forced to change the locks to get him out.
Fears of a possible trade war with China are causing stocks to tumble on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped almost 600 points on Friday as the president and China traded tariff threats. Netflix wants to get into the outdoor advertising business. Netflix is just one of the bidders for Regency Outdoor Advertising, which owns billboards across Los Angeles, including on the Sunset Strip. I'm Bart Necker.
Good morning. It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. It's that time again.
D.C.'s annual Pothole Palooza is underway, but this year there's something different. Mayor Muriel Bowser kicked things off.
We will be filling potholes all over the city and doing it even faster than usual.
But Pothole Palooza is now part of a new D.C. street repair initiative called Pave D.C.
We have planned and funded in this budget a way to eliminate poor quality roads in the district by 2024. And we call this new plan Pave DC.
Engineers are already working to identify the streets that need work first. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The school resource officer who confronted an armed student in a Maryland school shooting last month threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals home opener game. The Baltimore Sun is reporting that St. Mary's County Sheriff's Deputy First Class Brain Gaskill took the mound at Nationals Park on Thursday night clad in a team jersey and a Great Mills High School baseball cap. Authorities in Maryland say a U.S. Park police officer fatally shot his wife and then himself. News outlets cite a statement from the Charles County Sheriff's Office that says an argument between 46-year-old Jose Ramon Brumbe and 50-year-old Brenda Jeanette Harrelson Brumbe culminated into shots on Thursday night. And the occupation of a university administration building in D.C. by students making demands to school officials is over. News outlets reporting Howard University students and officials announced on Friday a deal ending the protest that began back on March 29th. Parts of the agreement include students to be involved in reviewing the adequacy of on-campus housing, and officials will consider not increasing undergrad tuition for the 2019-2020 school year. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. All lanes are blocked this morning on southbound 81, just past Mount Jackson, the Shenandoah Cavern exits. Police working a serious crash through here. Lots of emergency vehicles on the scene. Also, Virginia 395 southbound, just past Seminary. A couple of right lanes are taken out with overnight road work. In Maryland, we've got a crash on Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound right before you get to Maryland 198. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. This morning before 10, we have a good chance of rain, even some snow. That could continue through about noon, then snow chances go away for the day. Right now, it's overcast, breezy, and 51 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Here's a big secret organic grocery chains don't want you to know. It's called ThriveMarket.com, the largest online store in the country selling exclusively non-GMO organic groceries, all at guaranteed savings of up to 50% off. Their mission is to make healthy living accessible and affordable for everyone. Get started on Thrive Market today and receive 25% off your first order. Go to ThriveMarket.com/talk. Prices are already discounted up to 50% off, and now they're offering an extra 25% off your first order. That's ThriveMarket.com/talk. ThriveMarket.com/talk.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 6:08 on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning, Jeff Wolf behind the console, and it is great to have you with us, and obviously a lot of things to cover this morning. And big breaking news, an FBI bust last night, which we'll get into in just a minute. I think it's a fabulous move by the FBI. We're going to get there in a minute, but we have plenty to talk about today. Of course, China, trade tariffs. We're going to talk with John Gizzi about that. We're also going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the military side of it. And we will talk with Gordon Chang, the expert on Asia, and get his read of all of the jockeying back and forth between President Trump, Beijing, and then you throw Kim Jong-un and North Korea into the mix. So it gets quite interesting. We'll talk about all of that with Gordon Chang coming up later on in this hour here on WMAL. We're going to be checking in with Jennifer Harper as well. Some fascinating poll numbers when it comes to how people feel about the Congress and how people feel about the media. That's just one of the things we'll cover with Jennifer this morning. We've also got Cheryl Atkinson coming up later on, and we're going to talk with Cheryl about the violence on the border. You've probably heard the news over in the Mideast along the Gaza border between Israel and Palestine, Hamas protests, like 8 deaths over the past couple of weeks that have been going on there. And we'll be talking about that with Cheryl Atkinson this morning. So we got plenty to cover for you here today on the Saturday Morning Update. And President Trump was out in West Virginia. Wow. Did he make headlines? And if you've seen the video of this, I got to play it again on the radio. If you haven't seen the video, just imagine President Trump taking his speech and throwing it up in the air and it landing on the floor.
And I think with that, I'll start. You know, this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but what the hell? That would have been a little boring. A little boring. Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring. Come on, we have to say, tell it like it is.
Well, the plan, at least on the paper, was not to do a big rant on immigration. But it has been front and center for the president this week, as you've seen in many of his tweets and his comments. And we're going to ask John Gizzi what's behind that when we talk to John. Of course, he's the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. But here's what the president had to say about illegal immigration in West Virginia.
If you have a baby on our land, congratulations. That baby is a United States citizen. We're the only one. Now, Mexico has very tough policies. They can do whatever they want, which is the way it should be, to be honest. You're violating something very sacred. You're violating a border. Canada, very, very tough. Very, very tough. And Canada is very merit-based. You come into Canada, it's got to be based on merit. With us, it's a lottery system.
And he's been talking a lot about the caravan that has been coming up from Central America, and he's been putting pressure on Mexico to try and stop that caravan. And here's what he had to say about that.
They're not putting their good ones. And remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened. Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. And I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They don't want to mention that.
And interesting, Joe Manchin has been sort of a moderate Democratic senator from West Virginia, but President Trump's not happy that he hasn't been voting his way recently, including on the tax law. So here's what the president had to say about the senator of the state of West Virginia, the state that the president was speaking in.
Mexico's been pretty good. They were very good to us yesterday because, you know, they had the caravan of thousands of people coming up from Honduras. Thousands of people. And we have very weak laws because of the Democrats. And Joe. I mean, Joe Manchin is just, he's really not helped us on this stuff. So we had very, very weak laws. We have the worst laws.
So that's a little taste of the president in West Virginia, and that made a lot of headlines and gave MSNBC and CNN plenty to talk about over the past couple of days. Well, I want to get to this story. This was released last night around 6 o'clock, and I think it just I was so impressed with the Department of Justice, the FBI, law enforcement in general, because the agencies have seized the website Backpage.com as part of an enforcement action by the FBI. Now, you may know Backpage.com. Hopefully you're not too familiar with it because it is a sex trafficking marketplace. And people have been talking about Backpage.com for a long time. Well, the feds shut it down. And there is a posting on the Backpage.com website that there are screenshots of around on the net that has basically the FBI announcement that, you know, we shut this thing down. I think it's great. And the groups and political leaders have been working to end this forced prostitution and child exploitation. And a lot of people are very pleased to see the shutdown of Backpage. And it's been a nasty, almost a secret as to this kind of behavior where young teenage girls are brought into this country from Russia or Central America, wherever, and they're basically put into sex slavery, and it's been marketed on Backpage. Now, the website posting said the U.S. attorneys in Arizona and California, as well as the Justice Department section on child exploitation and obscenity, and the California and Texas attorney generals all got together, worked together to help shut down the website. Justice Department said late on Friday that a court in Arizona ruled the case remains sealed, which puts any legal information under wraps. In the posting about the seizure, the department had originally said more information would be made public on Friday evening, but you know that those details will be coming out in the days ahead. But a great move, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp said that today Backpage was shut down. It's a huge step. Now no child will be sold for sex through this website. So, you know, real congrats to the Justice Department and the FBI on that one. I mean, there's been so much negative publicity for the Justice Department and the FBI recently, and this is just a great, great move. And it shows that these men and women are doing their jobs out there in the field, getting it done in spite of the politics and the pundits. So I think that's just tremendous to see that take place. And again, it was announced last night around 6 o'clock. We're at 6:16. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. James Stanley is in the traffic center this morning. What's going on, James?
Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads on this early Saturday morning. Beltway Interloop right at George Washington Parkway. Just getting word we've got a crash through there. Police now en route. Baltimore Washington Parkway through Maryland. All of the lanes still blocked from an earlier crash on the parkway southbound right at Maryland 197. Through Virginia, 395 southbound just past Seminary. That's a work zone. Only the left lanes are getting by. And 81 southbound just past the Mount Jackson, Shenandoah Caverns exit. All of those lanes are blocked. We've got a serious crash in the works through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, you know, it's been a big week for the cherry blossoms, but temperatures have not been particularly cooperative for that stroll around the tidal basin, if that's something you like to do this time of the year. For today, will be cloudy, high only to 47. Oof, could get a light precip, but nothing too intense is expected. Sunshine for tomorrow, but only up to 50. Clouds on Monday, 46 for the high. Some showers on Tuesday with a high of 55. Now, if you're going to be out in the evening, like taking an evening stroll around the tidal basin, 11 o'clock tonight, look for a low temperature around 30. So still very, very crisp in the Washington area, even though we're starting off the second week of April. It is 6:17. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, talking about that cold weather, the geniuses at Major League Baseball, as you know, started the season earlier than ever. And it was such a smart move that they had to cancel the openers for the Mets and the Yankees in New York due to snow. Who's the person that came up with that one? Hey, let's start in the end of March. Hey, why don't we start in February? Hey, why don't we start in January? How about opening day on December 25th, a Christmas doubleheader somewhere, you know? What are you thinking? And, of course, the Nats opener in Cincinnati. Weather issues there. And people that have been to the games complaining about the cold winds at Nats Park. I don't go to games in April. You know, it's crisp there. Somebody imports these winds that go whipping through the stadium. But anyway, if you're going to the game, bundle up, okay? Well, there is plenty to talk about, and a lot of the stuff you catch in the network newscasts and the cable newscasts and things like that. I mean, you know all about the new Russia sanctions. You know that Scott Pruitt's under pressure, and you know that we've been talking about sending the troops, the National Guard, down to the border. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that later on this morning. You've probably heard by now the president's not going to attend or not expected to attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner this year, and John Gizzi being a White House correspondent, we're going to ask him about that later on what that's about. But one that you might not hear too much about on your network television, some comments that Michelle Obama made this week. And it's clearly a different ballgame these days. Everything's different these days. But, you know, there was a time when you left office and you're kind of quiet and supportive of the president, you know, that came in. And clearly Donald Trump has said some things about President Obama as well that may have upset the Obamas. But Michelle was unplugged yesterday. And here's some of what she had to say.
Now being on the sidelines and watching the world, what is it that you think about when you see things happening in the world in a way that obviously isn't any longer reflecting your and President Obama's influence?
Well, I take a deep sigh. And I think about what I've learned from my husband. And I've learned watching him be a leader. And a lot of what I learned about temperament and patience, that really comes from him.
And she continued on, and this is an interesting contrast, as she puts it, between parents.
A lot of what we're seeing is what happens when we take things for granted, mm-hmm. when we think that everything's okay. And I always sort of felt like the 8 years that Barack was president, it was sort of like having the good parent at home, you know, the responsible parent, the one that told you to eat your carrots and go to bed on time. And now perhaps we have the other parent in the house. And we thought it'd feel fun. Maybe it feels fun to some for now because we can eat candy all day and, mm-hmm. you know, stay up late. And not follow the rules, and, you know, and we're going to sort of at that point in time be able to look at those two experiences and see how we feel.
Yeah.
And a couple of more shots that she took at President Trump, but this is a good one.
The best qualified candidate in this last race was a woman. And she wasn't perfect, but she was way more perfect than many of the alternatives.
All right. Well, the words of Michelle Obama. Now, Scott Pruitt, as you know, the EPA administrator, is he's under some intense pressure, and a lot of it is, you know, circling around a $50 a night deal to rent a condo from the wife of a Washington lobbyist. And Pruitt stepped into it even deeper on Fox News Sunday with Ed Henry. And here's what Ed Henry's interview shows as he pressed him on that rent controversy.
Well, let's talk about that, because that individual that owned that apartment is an Oklahoman. I've known that person for years.
He said that he saw you at the prayer breakfast recently. He doesn't know you that well.
That's not what he said. He said he saw me at the prayer breakfast recently.
Yeah.
But I've known Steve for several years. The point of it is this. The ethics officials here at this agency reviewed the terms of the lease.
When did they review it?
They reviewed it as this issue arose.
In March of this year, right, after you moved out?
But that's what is important. They've reviewed the terms of the lease.
Ed, after the fact.
And let me finish, if I can. They reviewed the terms of the lease. And this is a situation, Ed. I was living out of a suitcase mm-hmm. when I transitioned to Washington, D.C. My wife was not with me. My children were not with me. My dog was not with me. And literally, I was traveling kind of with. And what's interesting about this criticism, these same individuals that are criticizing this criticize me for being gone too much, traveling throughout the country. Okay, so you can't have it both ways.
Let's focus on the actual issue. But every cabinet secretary comes here, and they're living out of a suitcase. But they rent an apartment at the actual rate.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's part of what has ratcheted up the heat on Scott Pruitt. And we'll ask John Gizzi what the likelihood is of Scott Pruitt continuing in his current post. Now, people were making fun of the president at the Easter egg roll on Monday at the White House and, you know, complaining about the president interjecting politics, you know, at an event with kids and things like this. But listen to this from CNN's Jim
Acosta. All right, he's surrounded by kids. The president is surrounded by kids, right? Now, do you think the kids know necessarily what DACA is or who DACA is? Just imagine you're a kid and you're standing there, you know, at an egg roll, and you hear this yelled out by a reporter.
Mr. President, what about the DACA kids? Should they worry about what's going to happen to them, sir? Didn't you kill DACA, sir? Didn't you kill DACA?
That's genius. Jim, how can you say that at an Easter egg roll? Did you kill DACA? These poor kids are probably thinking the president killed a rabbit or a pet or a person. Kids don't know necessarily what DACA is, Jim Acosta. Why didn't you leave that one out of the White House Easter event? I mean, we've all heard people talking about Jim Acosta for a long, long time. And, you know, every time you hear somebody talking about him, say he's stooped even lower than he stooped before. How much lower can you stoop to yell at the president about killing DACA when you're surrounded by a bunch of kids who haven't the slightest clue, probably, who or what DACA is? Now, some of them might, but many of them probably don't. Wow. 6:26 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Hadid Carpet Cleaning reminds you that April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. If you suspect or know of abuse to a child, call the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. Learn more about Child Help at childhelp.org.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-322-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/322. That's 855-322-NASA or nasafcu.com/322. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-322-NASA or click nasafcu.com/322. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Having a place to come was important to Will and me.
The Catholic Church insists that cremated remains be respectfully buried in the sacred ground of a cemetery.
When I have a dilemma, I will stop in here to get some insight. It is his resting place.
To secure your family's place for remembrance and prayer, call a Catholic cemeterian at 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
If you have that in your plans, you know where your resting place will be.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business struggles to catch its customer in the buying cycle and often needs to target generic demographics like adults ages 25 to 54. With digital behavioral targeting, your business can identify web users who've shown interest in your service in the past week. Whether they searched a relevant keyword, clicked a relevant ad, or visited a relevant website, these targets will begin seeing your message. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
Coming up on the 6:30 news here on WMAL, Jennifer Harper is on the way. How hard is that Congress working? Well, we're going to talk to Jennifer about that and how do people feel about it. Also, Gordon Chang within this half hour, and we'll get his read on what is behind the president's tariff actions in China. It's all on the way here on WMAL.
It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is defending the regulations that the city has set up around the death and dignity law.
Some protesters outside the Wilson building complained yesterday that because of all the red tape that a patient and a doctor have to submit to, no one has yet been able to actually take advantage of the city's year-old death with dignity law. The mayor says this is the way it's supposed to work.
We always contemplated that we would know what doctors are participating and that they are participating in a way that is protective of public health and public safety.
She says the city will simply have to do a better job of educating doctors and patients.
We want a system that is predictable and understandable.
Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland Senate has unanimously passed a measure that would change how the General Assembly handles sexual harassment complaints against members of the legislature. The measure was approved Friday. Last month, a state senator accused a lobbyist of inappropriately touching her in a bar. The lobbyist has denied those allegations. Also, three female state lawmakers publicly discussed sexual harassment they've experienced while working in the state house. Boy, Wall Street sure is jittery. Analysts say it's because of the tough talks between the U.S. and China on possible tariffs.
The Dow closed down more than 500 points. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 also down more than 2%. The fear down here on Wall Street is that the weekend will bring more uncertainty and more confusion.
Some sad news out of Saskatchewan, Canada, where 14 people are dead after a Canadian junior hockey team's bus hit a semi. Ted Monroe is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
The semi-trailer unit collided with a passenger bus carrying members of the Humble Broncos. The collision occurred on Highway 35, approximately 30 kilometers north of Tisdale. We can confirm there are fatalities among the passengers on the bus. There are also a number of serious injuries. We cannot confirm numbers at this time.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland. All the lanes still blocked from an earlier crash on the parkway southbound right at Maryland 197. Through Virginia, 395 southbound just past Seminary. That's a work zone. Only the left lanes are getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have a chance of rain and snow and then a chance of rain later in the afternoon without the snow. And then the snow chances come back later in the morning. Right now it's overcast, 49 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average. That's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're
cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week from the Washington Times, where she writes Inside the Beltway. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, it's been another congressional recess, this time the spring break and Easter holiday. They often take Fridays off so they can head home for the weekend. And I think there could be a somewhat of a general perception that maybe we'd all like to see them on the job, on the Hill, a little more often.
Yeah, and this is certainly not lost on the voters, Rick. And to their credit, our lawmakers on Capitol Hill do share their calendars publicly. They're right there online if you check at the House or Senate sites. But just looking at the House of Representatives, for example, they were only in session for 13 days in March. And they're going to be another dozen days in April and again in May when they're going to be working again. This is according to their official calendars that they post online. And the rest of their time, Rick, is devoted to things called district work periods and federal holidays. And, of course, they have their weekends free and so forth and so on. Well, this is not lost on the voters. And this is one of these little polls I'd love to quote. It's coming from our friends over at Rasmussen Reports poll. And voters now remain convinced, Rick, that they work harder than their congressmen. And there are actually numbers on this. In fact, 70% of voters say that they work harder than Congress. And again, this is a Rasmussen Reports poll of 1,000 likely voters. It was conducted at the beginning of April. And only 15% of voters say that Congress works harder than they do.
Sure.
And you have to remember, too, that Congress has always attracted criticism. And our friends over at Gallup have certainly tracked the public's approval of how the lawmakers are doing their job, their job approval ratings, since 1974. And if you go all the way back in their records, which they keep very judiciously, only a third of the public disapproved of the job Congress was doing back in 1974. And this number has rose and fell over the decades. And it stood at 68% disapproval in 1990. It was 73% disapproval in 1994, but it understandably fell down to 10% right after 9/11. But it rocketed up to 80% disapproval in 2010 and hit an all-time high of 86% disapproval on four occasions since then. And if you're wondering how people feel about Congress, according to Gallup right now, 81% disapproval of Congress. So that's Congress's numbers for this week anyway.
Wow. 81%. 2020 is not that far off, at least in the minds of some of the Democratic candidates and even some possible Republican contenders. Joe Biden, the latest rumor floating around on Friday.
Yeah, certainly Joe Biden was in the news regarding his, I think, Fox Business Network and some other folks reported that he had let it slip that he was interested in running in 2020 if he was going to run against President Trump. But he did mention if there was someone younger, maybe he would not do that. And certainly, I love to watch when all of the possible candidates start striking their presidential postures. And certainly, back in 2016, we had 17 different Republicans who were striking all those presidential postures. And this past week, Martin O'Malley, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, he definitely struck a presidential posture because he went to the New England Council's Politics and Eggs events. This is a traditional stop for presidential hopefuls, and that's up at in Manchester, New Hampshire. And C-SPAN carried this live, which is sort of notable. And we have to remember, too, that Mr. O'Malley was a presidential hopeful back in the day, also in 2016. And he said when he suspended his candidacy after he lost the Iowa caucuses to Hillary Clinton, who got 49%, and Bernie Sanders, who also got 49%. When he suspended his candidacy, he said, "Rick, I am suspending this presidential bid, but I am not ending this fight." And certainly, it doesn't look like he's going to end that fight. You know, he's telegenic. He's only 55 years old, et cetera, et cetera. But speaking of John Kasich, Ohio Governor John Kasich, he too is striking a presidential posture because, ironically, he was also in New Hampshire on Tuesday, almost at the same time as Mr. O'Malley, and he was in Henniker, New Hampshire, for a fireside chat. Okay, there you go. This is the New England College Speaker Series, and this is what the local news people had to say. They said once he was a long shot for the 2016 GOP nomination, GOP hopeful Kasich, he concentrated his efforts in New Hampshire and came in second to Donald Trump in 2016. And now, you know, Mr. Kasich has a very active campaign site, and he is describing himself as a conservative problem solver. So this is just going to get better, Rick. They're all going to start coming out of the walls now, striking that presidential posture, and those were the two that did it this week.
Wow. You just can't wait for Hillary and Bernie to jump in there too, you know? You know, the recent protests against gun violence and the activism among young people, there's a lot of talk of youth and millennial power in politics that could take effect in the midterms this year and 2020, of course. But where is the power at this point?
Well, this is very interesting, Rick, because there is a lot of ballyhoo and hubbub over the millennials, and they're a huge voting bloc, and everyone is courting them. How are we going to get the millennial vote? Well, guess what? The millennials are not the largest voting bloc in the nation. And this is according to Pew Research Center, who went over the U.S. Census Bureau data. And here are your numbers. The millennial voting bloc, well, it's pretty big. This is adults age 20 to 35, 62 million of them. Then we go to the Generation X members, hard to say this early in the morning. That's age 36 to 51. There are 57 million of them. Well, guess what? The baby boomers are still the biggest voting bloc in the nation. There are 70 million baby boomers. These are folks age 52 to 70. Again, this is coming from the Pew Research Center. And they say that millennials comprised 27% of the voting eligible population in 2016. Boomers made up 31%. So there may be some political strategists out there who may have to rethink this, but the millennial voting bloc is a very interesting one. They're very quirky. They have their own political callings. They kind of have a hybrid set of political and ideological beliefs, Rick. I mean, you hear about this all the time. They get a little Republican, Democratic, Independent, third party, even some socialist values thrown in there. They're very media savvy. It's kind of hard to reach them. And funny enough, in terms of the boomers, something is happening there. All of the boomers that were 1960s hippie freak types, well, they're all starting to turn into conservatives. Could it be because they're getting a little older? And again, the Pew Research Center is revealing all of this. They found that currently 44% of boomers say they are conservatives, and 31% of this group say they are conservative Republicans. But another 44% of the boomers say they're liberal, but only 17% identify as liberal Democrats. So it's very interesting. All I have to say to those political strategists is, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
All right. So we see the trouble that the Congress is having in the polls. How is the media faring in the polls these days?
Well, we all know that everyone loves to hate the media. And right now, certainly, they have good reason to be because, again, we have to give the American public a lot of credit because they understand all of this fake news problem that you keep hearing about. Now, certainly, President Trump has pointed out that there's a fake news problem in our typical news coverage, and people say, oh, no, there's not. There really isn't. Well, we have a pretty nifty academic poll that is revealing that the American public thinks there is a problem with fake news that is being perpetrated on them. In fact, 77% of Americans say that fake news has invaded traditional reporting in print and broadcast. Now, this doesn't mean like all the online blogs and so forth. They're talking about everyday news organizations. 77% of Americans say that fake news has invaded the traditional reporting in print and broadcast, but there is a little something more insidious going on, Rick. This poll also found out that 83% of the public agree with this statement. Outside groups or agents are trying to plant fake news stories in the mainstream media, and this has agreement across a huge multitude of demographics. 89% of Republicans feel that outside groups and agents are planting these stories, 86% of women, 86% of men, 84% of college grads. It just goes down the line. Everybody is believing this, and this is coming from the Monmouth University Polling Institute, a very serious group. And according to the public, they say fake news is a result of both outside agents trying to plant fabricated stories and the editorial processes of mainstream media outlets that disseminate false narratives. So again, they're saying there's an invasion going on. It's making people nervous, and I think it's something that all news organizations need to look at.
Great information. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much, as always.
It's always my pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
You bet. 6:45 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Up next, we'll talk with Gordon Chang and get the full rundown on what's going on with the president, Beijing, and tariffs. That's all on the way here on the Saturday Morning Update. First off, we'll check out the latest on the traffic. What is new, James?
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Still have an issue at the Beltway Interloop ramp for George Washington Parkway. It's blocked with a crash. Cones are getting put out for the big race this morning. It's affecting traffic on 5th Street Northwest, westbound right around F to about G. All of the intersecting streets also blocked through there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound through Maryland, right past Maryland Highway 197. All of those lanes are blocked through there for a crash. They're redirecting you. 81 southbound, just past the Mount Jackson, Shenandoah, and Caverns. All of those lanes still completely blocked off this morning for a serious crash that's in the investigation stages. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, one quick note, if you are thinking of taking the boat out for the first time this weekend, there's a small craft advisory for the tidal Potomac from Key Bridge to Indian Head, Maryland, in effect this morning. And that should last until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Winds are 18 to 33 knots in some areas, prompting that small craft advisory. Aside from that, for today, we're expecting to be halfway decent. We've got a chance of some morning showers around, but other than that, we'll be highs up to 47 this afternoon. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 49. Cloudy on Monday, high 47, and some afternoon showers on Tuesday. Doesn't warm up until Tuesday. We'll be in the 50s on Tuesday, but for the rest of the weekend and Monday, only in the upper 40s. It's a crisp 46 degrees outside in Washington, and we're at 6:47 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. The intensity between China and the United States seems to be escalating. Gordon Chang is with the Daily Beast. He's a renowned expert on Asia, the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Gordon, thank you for being back with us on WMAL.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rick.
President Trump has instructed the consideration of tariffs of $100 billion on Chinese goods on top of $50 billion he proposed on Tuesday. Friday night, the Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng described the U.S. move as, quote, extremely wrong, and acknowledged the two governments were now in a battle and denied that Beijing was engaged in negotiations with Washington. What do you make of the increasing tensions?
Well, I think the Chinese are huffing and puffing. You know, clearly Beijing right now finds itself in really uncharted territory. You know, we've had a succession of presidents who have threatened and warned the Chinese over trade practices and other matters, and rarely, sometimes never carried through. And so the Chinese have gotten used to ignoring our warnings. Here comes a president, President Trump, who says things and then actually starts to impose costs on the Chinese. And I think they're a little bit bewildered. So they will try to threaten and intimidate, but clearly they do not hold the high cards in this, because we're the trade deficit country. China is becoming increasingly dependent on the U.S. market. We've got a much bigger economy, so we can push them around. And our economy, Rick, it's stable. And theirs, by the way, is headed to a debt crisis. So China really doesn't have very much leverage in this dispute.
So you just wrote an article in the Daily Beast, the headline on it, Trump's right to say he's not launching a trade war with China. He's doing something bigger. And what is it that you see so significant here?
He is ensuring the American economy can continue through decades. Really what he's doing is protecting the United States and our society. And the reason is that his moves, if you look at them, are really meant to protect American innovation, to protect American intellectual property. That has become really the lifeblood of our economy. And if we don't protect innovation, there's really very little left. So really what he's doing is he's fighting the Chinese for the future. Now, on the other hand, let me also mention that although this does look like a trade war right now, Trump didn't launch it. The Chinese did, if there's a trade war. You know, over the course of decades, China has been using extremely predatory practices to undermine our economy. Call it a trade war, don't call it a trade war, but whatever it is, we didn't start it.
Can you give a little further explanation on the intellectual property issue? Because we're hearing so much in the news that it's cars and soybeans and computers, but it's much deeper than that, isn't it?
Well, certainly. We're looking at tariffs on robotics, on information technology, on aerospace products. These are things really which are the future of the global economy. Also, on March 22nd, when President Trump, by memorandum, directed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to consider tariffs on Chinese products, he also did something significant which got very little attention, and that is he directed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to consider issuing rules prohibiting Chinese investment in certain sensitive areas, high technology areas. So that's important. And as we're looking also at President Trump using his power to stop Chinese takeovers of U.S. companies, and we're seeing a number of other areas really putting China in a very different light, trying to protect our technology. So this is really a struggle for the future of the 21st century.
Now that the dust has settled from Kim Jong-un's trip to China, what dynamic does this bring to the negotiations with North Korea? In other words, if China and North Korea are on potentially stronger footing after that meeting, and we're putting pressure on China as well as North Korea, what's the dynamic there?
The dynamic is a very different one. You know, we have in previous administrations tried to encourage the Chinese to be responsible, to help disarm North Korea. And it was a very generous approach, especially during the administration of George W. Bush, to put China at the center of the international community's denuclearization efforts. Unfortunately, that didn't work, because Beijing's influence during the six-party talks of last decade were generally malign. And what President Trump is doing is he's imposing costs on China. And I think that's really the only way going forward at this point, because we got to give China some incentive to actually be responsible, because China will want the lifting of these tariffs and other measures that President Trump is now considering or actually has implemented. So I think it'll be good. And in general, I think that in terms of sanctions, we need to go after, for instance, Chinese banks that have been laundering money for North Korea, really making it a cost so high on China that it realizes it has no choice but to help us disarm North Korea. It's a new approach. I can't guarantee that it will work, but I can say that the old approaches, which we've been trying for decades, have absolutely failed. So we know we have to try something new.
Stay on top of this with Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. As always, Gordon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
6:54, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, John Gizzi is going to kick it off for us. He is outside the Beltway today. He is in Pennsylvania, and he's been talking to legislators and people in Pennsylvania, and you might be interested to know that it's kind of a different story up there than what you hear inside the Beltway and what you hear on the major cable and network news channels, aside from one that's fair and balanced. Also coming up, Larry Kudlow is part of the new economic policy at the White House. John Gizzi will give us a rundown on Larry's role in the whole tariff debate. And also we'll talk with John about Scott Pruitt and the midterms in Connecticut. There could be a break for the Republicans coming up there. And rumors about Paul Ryan retiring. Find out about that from John, too. So a lot to cover with John Gizzi this morning. We'll also be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Of course, plenty to talk about on the front with illegal immigration. We're also going to be talking with Tony about the latest with China and tariffs and North Korea, how that might impact the military side of things when they get into some negotiations with North Korea, whenever that may happen. Vladimir Putin. Talk of a summit with Vladimir Putin. Well, can you trust Vladimir Putin? Can Trump get anywhere with him? We'll pose that question to Tony Schaefer this morning. And Cheryl Atkinson will join us. And we're going to talk with Cheryl about the tensions that are really heightening on the border, the Gaza border between Israel and Palestine, and a big protest there yesterday. And we'll get the latest on that from Cheryl Atkinson. So plenty to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. Stick around.
Do you want to sell your home, but you're not sure who to call? Listing and selling a home can be confusing, and it's one of the biggest transactions you'll ever make. Let me make it really easy for you. Call the team that delivers results and can prove it. Larry O'Connor here. You've heard me talk about my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. With over 30 years of experience selling homes, they've helped over 400 families sell their homes this past year alone. In fact, they're so confident they can sell your home, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee it. If they can't sell it, they'll buy it themselves, guaranteed in writing. They can do this because Debbie and Sarah have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. Your home may already be sold. Why hire just any realtor? I strongly recommend you call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds and get the results you deserve. Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If you were told that surgery was your only option to eliminate your pain, or that you needed to take pain pills to help manage your arthritis, then pay close attention. Hi, I'm Charles Mann, and I've had countless injuries and operations, and I was told I was going to need more surgery and more pills to relieve my pain. Then I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery. And no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. I've had the treatment, and I'm feeling little or no pain. Do what I did. Eliminate your pain and arthritis by taking the first step. Call 410-787-7250 and register for the next seminar. Learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250. That's 410-787-7250. I promise you, it'll change your life.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in McLean and Bethesda, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Our family is known for collecting things, bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our six dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Are you letting the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy? Is the return of market volatility impacting your investment plan? Now, more than ever, is a great time to consult your financial advisor. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.